Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Derek Bullard, and today we're shining a spotlight on the exciting world of ball hockey, or as we call it here, deck hockey. Joining us is Wayne Letourneau, the team captain of Camping Ile-Marie, team making headlines as they head into the finals to compete for the LDK Cup in the National Ball Hockey League. Wayne's journey with deck hockey began when he was just 12 years old. He was quickly captivated by the fast-paced nature of the sport, which is played 3-on-3 on a smaller surface than ice hockey.
I started playing deck hockey when I was 12 years old, and I quickly become passionate about the sport. It's a sport that plays 3-on-3 on a smaller area than ice hockey. That's why I really like the sport. There's more action than ice hockey. And then you play it in summer outside, so it's very nice.
This passion for the game grew as he played in various tournaments across the province, even before the National Ball Hockey League was established. When the league was finally formed 6 years ago, Wayne's leadership and dedication to the sport didn't go unnoticed.
And when I started playing, there was no National Ball Hockey League. So we did a lot of tournaments across the province, and that's why I developed a lot as a player and a leader. So when the National Ball Hockey League was created and I was drafted by the Camping Ile-Marie, I was immediately made the name captain of the team.
Our guest explains to us that the National Ball Hockey League is now recognized as the best in Quebec and features 12 teams from across the province with many talented players who also play professional ice hockey.
Okay, the National Ball Hockey League is the best ball hockey league in Quebec. There's 12 teams across Quebec, and it has a lot of talented players in the league, including several players playing in like the AHL, ECHL, QMJHL, are playing Europe in Ice Hockey League. So there's a lot of good ice hockey players that play ball hockey in summer to keep their shape running and to be ready for their season on ice.
Okay.
And the league was created 6 years ago, but because of the COVID, we play only 4 years in the league.
Even though Camping Ile-Marie placed third in the regular season, Wayne and his team are entering the playoffs with confidence.
Yeah, we had a good season, but not like we want. We finished third, but we are arriving with a lot of confidence for the playoffs. We are a powerhouse in the league, so our goal is to win the cup every season. We train for that. And so we are really excited to play this final.
Wayne believes that the key to their success lies in their relentless desire to win.
The key to success, I think, is really our desire to win. Like, we work very hard to win the cup every year. And I think when you make the sacrifice, like in everything in life, good things happen. And this is our third final in 4 seasons. And we have already won twice. So that I think the players know what they have to do, and we work very hard during the off-season, like for those moments and to be ready for the final.
So as the team prepares for the finals against the Hawks of Mirabel, Wayne knows the series will be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a long series, a best of five. We play Saturday in Mirabel and Sunday in Sherbrooke, so we will play like 4 games in 2 days. It will be a long series, like I said, and it's clear that our goal is to win, but the Hawks are a very good team. They finished second this year, and I think we'll just have to prove that we want to win more than them. And like I said earlier, like we trained very hard during the off season to play like those kind of situations, so I think all the boys will be ready for the final.
In this best-of-five series, the first 2 games will take place at HBLL Mirabel, followed by 2 home games on Sunday at the Complex CHBS in Sherbrooke.
And we play our home game Sunday, and it's called the Complex Hockeyball Sherbrooke. It's on the Bertrand Fabie Street, and the first game is at 3 p.m. So,
for those looking to experience the excitement of deck hockey, Wayne encourages you to come out and watch.
For people who never watch a game, it's very like an intense sport, and there's a lot of action. So
thank you very much to Wayne Letourneau and the Camping in Marie team. This has been Reaching Out to the Community, and for the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Derek Bullard. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.